Hello, my name is Joey Kelly, and you're listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I believe and preach the old-fashioned gospel, the same thing that Paul and the other apostles preached. Jeremiah 6, verse 16 says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls." And that's what we're going to talk about today. If you have your Bibles today, please turn with me to the book of Luke. Luke chapter 6, reading a familiar passage. Luke chapter 6, verse 38. "Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured to you again." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, that we have salvation. I'm grateful, Lord, that Jesus Christ came to give his life as a ransom for many. And furthermore, I'm grateful, Lord, that you've called many of us to be ministers of the gospel. And Lord, I'm one, and I'm very thankful. Lord, please help the people today to see Jesus in a greater way. Please help them to trust you in a stronger way, Lord. And Lord, we're careful to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Many preachers have preached this verse. And it says that God will supply the needs that we have. And I believe this verse. I believe the verses on giving. I believe the verses on God's supply. Let's look at another one. Malachi chapter 3. And obviously, most people listening will know exactly where I'm going. He starts out in verse 8. He said, Will a man rob God? This is Malachi chapter 3. "Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it." I believe that the vats can be full, that the wine presses can be full. I believe that the cup can run over. I believe that the storehouse can be full. I believe these verses. I'm a preacher of faith. I'm a faith preacher, if you will. I believe the Word of God. I believe the things that are written. And certainly, I'm thankful for these verses. However, many times, and you know this as well as I do, many times, preachers that are not really concerned about your soul, but about their pocketbooks, will take these verses and other verses out of context, and they will preach to their gain and to your hurt. They will preach that you should give an offering to this ministry, they said. Sow a seed into this ministry. Well, you've not heard me say that on this program. But countless other ministries, that's what they do. And they'll take other verses out of context, and they will try to con you, honestly, into giving your money, and they have every intent of using it incorrectly. Now, he says here that God's house needs to be provided for, that God's storehouse needs to be full. He says this, I believe it. I preach it, and I believe that you should tithe to your local church. I believe that if there's a ministry that you know that is doing the work of God, and God has put his hand upon that ministry, then you should give offerings to that ministry. I also believe that you should be smart enough to know if someone is trying to take your money. And I believe that we have a responsibility to not let that happen. I believe that we're going to give account for everything that we do down here. And if you've given your money where you know that it's being misused, you are going to be held accountable to the Lord. So I would encourage you to pray before you give. And certainly, if you're in a good church, then you don't have to pray about that. When Sunday rolls around, you should be paying your tithe. If it's not a good church, well, you need to pray and find one. But certainly, your tithe belongs there, and offerings also belong there. And again, if there's some ministry that God is using to help you in your walk, then probably you should give also to that. And there are other ways of giving. You can give to missions work. Certainly that is a very high priority. After all, we have the great commission. The primary on that mission was Jesus Christ. He left his home to come here to earth to win souls. And those that give up everything that they have to go on the mission field. Now, I've made a few missions trips, short week or two trips. I would certainly like to go on longer ventures. At one point, I had considered going full-time to Haiti. And that, you know, that may happen in the future. I don't know. I make little trips, and I'm very thankful for those. But a missionary, an actual bona fide missionary, will leave everything that he has. He leaves his family. He leaves his house. He leaves his nice car. He leaves nice restaurants and good food in good supermarkets, and he will go so many times, sometimes and many times he will go to places that he has to walk everywhere he goes. He has to believe God for basic necessities. I've been to several countries. I've eaten some food that I wouldn't feed to my dog, honestly. And obviously other places I've been and other restaurants and whatever. And in people's houses, the food was very excellent. And I actually like Haitian food. Many people would think, oh, who'd want to eat that? I enjoy it. But I've been some places that the food has sat out all day on a table on the side of the road, and you're getting there close to dark, and you say, well, you know, I probably shouldn't eat this, but I'll go ahead and do it. But as I said, God appreciates, God admires those, if I can say that, that will give of their time and their life and their livelihood and their friends and whatever. They'll give these things up to go on the mission field. And certainly we should support missionaries. But we also, as I said, we have a responsibility to the Lord to make sure that we don't give frivolously. But I'd like to look at a couple of other verses. I'd like to go to Luke chapter 9. And he essentially says the same thing in the very next chapter, what I'm going to preach on. He said it in many other places, in Matthew and Mark and what have you. And that throughout the New Testament, throughout the Old Testament, you can find this very, very exact theme that I'm going to preach here. But he says in Luke chapter 9, then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And he said unto them, take nothing for your journey, neither staves nor scrip, neither bread nor money, neither have two coats apiece. And he goes on down, and I'll go ahead and read the rest, but I want to focus on the part about trusting the Lord. But he says, and whatsoever house you enter into, there abide, and thence depart. And whosoever will not receive you, when you go out of that city, shake off the very dust from your feet for a testimony against them. And they departed and went through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. Now, again, those are the 12. Then in the next chapter, he sends out an additional 70, and the charge is very similar, that they should go taking no provisions. They just basically pick up their Bible or whatever and start walking toward the city that they're going to preach to. Today, we depend on missions boards. Today, we depend on making sure that we have enough offerings, making sure that we line up enough churches that have promised or guaranteed or vouched that we're going to give you so much money a month. And I believe in that. I believe that we should do that. I've supported missionaries in that fashion. And that's good. I'm not knocking that at all. But what Christ is saying here, he says, just go. I've told you to go. He says, I give you power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And as you know, I'm a Pentecostal. I believe these things. And he sent them in verse 2 to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. I certainly believe in the preaching of the kingdom of God. And I have seen occasionally an answer to my prayer. The Lord has healed those that were sick. But as an evangelist, I read this and I say, yes, fantastic. I'm ready to go, Lord. But then he comes to verse 3 and he says unto them, take nothing for your journey, neither staves nor scrip nor bread nor money, neither have two coats apiece. And again, this same theme is in many other places in the Word of God, that we should trust the Lord for our provisions. Now, I've got a job, I've got an apartment that I have to pay for, I've got food, I've got clothes, I've got my wife that needs to be taken care of, I've got bills, I've got various things. And I work for a living, and we generally pay the bills. And you can say the same thing, and everybody in this town either has or wish they could get a job or what have you, to take care of the things that we need, and that's our responsibility. In one place he says, if you won't work, then neither should you eat. But when you're going to preach the gospel in a full-time fashion, and I understand that Paul, in one of the places that he went, he was a tent maker, and so he went ahead and found the job in one of the towns he was in. That was probably, I don't know if it was normal or not, but and certainly other ministries, other disciples, other apostles had gone and not worked. I'm not opposed to making money, and obviously Paul wasn't. But generally when you are on the ministry, or in the ministry full-time, or on the mission field full-time, or you're an evangelist or whatever, or you're a pastor of a church, you don't have time to get up and be at the office for 8 o'clock. You don't have time to be at the job site for 7. Because your job, your vocation in that regard, is to preach the gospel. Now, as an evangelist, as I said, I've been serving the Lord for a number of years, and God has tried to lead me, and I've done my best to follow, I suppose, in the things that He's said. And obviously, His leading many times is in the realm of faith, to believe Him for the things that He says, to believe Him that I would be able to preach in certain countries or what have you, to believe Him that for the needs of the ministry, essentially. And it always bothered me that I would come to one of these passages here that says that don't worry about the provision. Don't worry about what you shall eat or what you shall put on. I'm quoting obviously another place. Because God will feed the birds of the field, God will clothe the lilies, etc. But He says that when you are doing His work, He will feed you. He will pay you. He will provide for you. The laborer is truly worthy of his hire. And as I said, I've made a few mission trips here and there. I've done a few things for the Lord. I've got this radio program, and I've been on the radio now for since 89, I guess, on and off. And I've always had to trust the Lord to provide. And many times in my trusting, what I would say, well, I need this or that. And sometimes I would get an answer to my prayer, and many times I would not. And I always struggled with that, and I always thought, well, maybe my faith is not strong enough, or maybe I'm doing something wrong, or, you know, maybe my eyes are not on the Lord, and they're on things and people and employment and what have you. But also in my life, I can look back and say that sometimes the Lord miraculously provided and for the funds or the means or what have you, the provisions to do whatever task that He's asked me to do. Now again, I paid for this program here for about a year out of my own pocket. I've received just a very small amount of offerings, and I've not asked for them. As you know, I don't ask for money on this program. But pretty much, primarily, the funds for this program came out of my own pocket, and I'm very happy to be able to say that I provide for the work that I do. But sometimes, as I said, sometimes the Lord has seen fit to miraculously provide the things that I need. And I would like to tell you of two examples of that. And they both involve ministry. The first time I went to Haiti was in December of 1993. And I felt that the Lord wanted me to return. And so in 1994, in the tail end of January, I spent about 2 weeks there. The first time I had gone with a fellow evangelist. His name is Mark Johnson, and he lives in Atlanta or close to Atlanta or something. And he had been before, a couple of times before, and I went with him, and he introduced me to the pastors. He showed me around the Port-au-Prince or whatever. He basically helped me out and got me started. But I felt led of the Lord to return basically a month or so afterwards. And there was another trip that we were planning as well some months later that I think got canceled. But at that time, I didn't have any money. I had just $20 or something. Obviously, you have to pay the plane fare. You have to pay the food that you're going to eat, whatever hotel accommodations that you have. And we have a pretty good deal there. We pay a very small amount of money per night. And it's actually an orphanage, and the guy pays his bills for the orphanage by the spare rooms that he has. He basically operates a hotel. So we don't pay a lot of money, and when we travel in the wintertime, many times the airfare is a little bit less than in the summertime. So we did what we could to make sure, or should I say, I did what I could at that time to make sure that I could cut expenses, but I didn't really have any money. It needed about $500, the figure that I had come up with. I said, Lord, this is what I need to be able to make this trip. And I knew in my heart that the Lord had called me specifically, look, I want you to go and preach in this man's conference or convention or whatever. I knew he had said it. I was believing him. He had given me something to preach or whatever, as a sermon in preparation for it, and I did not have the money. And then there was a check that I'd received that I'd been waiting on for a while. And if I remember right, it was $399.88, just 12 cents short of $400. And I was fantastic. Man, I got $400. This is great. And obviously, I went cash the check, and I had almost what I needed. And I went, there was a certain ministry that I was attending, that there was a Bible study every Tuesday or something. And then there was an outreach from the Bible study where we would go down downtown Atlanta and feed the homeless and pass out clothes or whatever, and we'd also do some witnessing down in one of the projects there. And we had done that for about a year, or at least I had done that for about a year. But I showed up to one of the meetings there, and a friend of mine came up and says, hey, I've got a check for you. You know, you've gone on the mission field, and I felt led to give you this money. And I looked at the check, and she says, you know, you won't believe this, but God specifically told me this exact amount. And I looked, and the check was for $100.12. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. The check that I'd received before was $100.12 short of $500, and the Lord put it on someone's heart to write me a check to make up the exact amount that I thought that I needed and that I had specifically asked for. So sometimes the Lord does provide. Sometimes He will give you exactly what you need. And I believe that as we trust Him more, certainly He would do that more. And obviously, if I was in a full-time capacity, then I would have every reason to believe that He would take care of me on a full-time basis. Now, one other thing, and you've heard me preach this. In Luke chapter 24, I preached about the road to Emmaus. You can go to my website, joeykelly.net, and click on the ministry link, and you click on the radio link, and you'll find the sermons that I preached from this broadcast. But in July of 1990, the Lord gave me that sermon. I had been preparing for a missions trip that I was going to go with some other church, and I needed to raise a small amount of money, and I could not. Like I said, sometimes the Lord provides, but sometimes we have a schedule, and He doesn't exactly keep that schedule. Now, you know that I have been saying on this program that I've been planning a trip to go to Haiti last month, this month, next month, whatever, sometime in the wintertime, about right now. And I've been planning it for about a year. You've heard me on this program for about a year talking about it. But the Lord moves in ways that we don't understand. We don't plan the things that He does. We certainly cannot give Him directions. He tells us what to do. But the sermon that He had given me, I was preparing to go to the Bahamas 17 years ago. Well, out of the blue, a fellow computer consultant of mine, a friend of mine, he had some work that he had down in the Bahamas, and he needed someone to go in his stead. So for 2 weeks in December, like I said, about 2 weeks ago, I was in the Bahamas on a consulting trip. We did some computer work for the local phone company. And generally when I go, like I said, I'm scrambling, hoping I can get some money to go on some kind of trip. Well, this time they paid my food, they paid my airfare, they paid my hotel, they paid money for me to go rent a jet ski at one of the beaches. They took care of all of my needs. Well, I was going to work, I understand that. But it turns out that there are 150,000 Haitians that are on the islands of the Bahamas. And while I was there, in addition, they also paid me a couple of $100 a day to do the work that I was sent there to do. But I found a local church there of expatriate Haitians that had fled Duvalier. Some come here, some go to Mexico, some go wherever. These people were in the Bahamas. But I found a local church, and that first Monday that I was there, I preached this sermon out of Luke chapter 24, and again, you can listen to it on my broadcast off of my website. But if you were listening the last couple of programs, I preached an introduction to typology, and I had preached that first Sunday that I was there. I guess about 3 weeks ago now. I had no idea. I simply could not believe that the Lord, He had shown me what to preach in the Bahamas 17 years ago. And that trip, it came and went, and I never knew anything about it, never really thought much about it, except to say, well, Lord, You gave me this sermon, and I never got to go. Then all of a sudden, like I say, I get a phone call a few months ago and says, hey, we need to send somebody to the Bahamas, and we're going to pay you a lot of money, we're going to take care of all your airfare, whatever. Generally, I'm begging God for the money to go. This time, He provides beyond my wildest dreams. Now, I didn't have a lot of time to spend. I was, like I said, busy working and busy scrambling to go here and there to meetings and whatever. And I said I went on the beach. I only had 2 afternoons that I spent on the beach. Generally, most of what I was doing was working, but I got a chance to spend time with this pastor. He had prayer meeting on that Monday night, and he asked me to preach. Well, I don't know. I think prayer meeting you should pray, but they prayed, and then he asked me to preach, and he asked me to come back that following Sunday and to preach. And if you, like I said, if you listened to the program or if you missed it, you can get it on my website. But I was able to preach to Haitians. I didn't go to Haiti, but the Haitians obviously are in a number of different countries. I am thankful to the Lord for providing. I am grateful to the Lord for not forgetting what He said. And I'm here to tell you, the Word of God says it, and I've seen Him prove it to be true in my life. If you trust Him, He is able to provide. Hallelujah. Thank you that He provides. You've been listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I hope you've enjoyed the program today and pray that the Lord has convinced you to follow Jesus in the way. If you want to know more about the ministry, you can visit my website at joeykelly.net/ministry. That's joeykelly.net/ministry. Or just go to the main page and follow the links on the left, and you can read about the missions work that I do down in Haiti. Until next time, this is Evangelist Joey Kelly, encouraging my friends to take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there.